but, you know, unfortunately it got leaked out, you know, but I'm not embarrassed of it, but, you know, I mean, me and Prince know we all family in this locker room, and it's something that leaked out.
Was your action mean-spirited in any way?
Not at all. No, I feel like, you know, how I felt, it was like, you know, me and Prince, you know, we're cool. All the guys around here are cool, you know, we all like family to each other, but it is something that, you know, we were just having funny games and out of proportion, you know, the media took it out of proportion, so.
It could have hurt him, you know.
Yeah, but, you know what I mean, to, like, it looked like a big slam, but it really wasn't, you know, I softened it up, but it just looked like, because I'm a big guy, so.
What led up to that?
Huh?
What happened that led up to that?
It was just something about the team knows about, you know what I mean, I'm not going to put it out there, but, you know, we were just having fun, and that's basically it.
Had he done anything to you?
No, not at all. Prince had never done nothing to me. You know what I mean? Me and Prince are very cool.
With all the hazing and bullying incidents, are you maybe not surprised that it's a big deal, that people are making a big deal of this? Because you're the guys that people look up to, that the high school players look up to.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm a big role model to kids. And, you know, just, you know what I mean, that, like, people took it a totally different way is, you know what I mean, like, I didn't take it that way, you know, even the guys in the locker room didn't take it that way, but, you know what I mean, for it to be out there leaked into the media, like, it's totally different. People look at it different besides the locker room, you know, so.
Is it more of a case of a professional athlete misusing Twitter or social media?
I don't think Steve meant no harm to it. I think he meant, like, you know what I mean, for it to be funny, you know what I mean, for us guys it was funny, but to the media and to all the fans and stuff, like, you know what I mean, they didn't find it funny, you know, but, you know, I apologize to the fans, you know, my fans, and that's basically it. You know, it was just a joke that gone bad.
Did Tom say anything to you today?
He said something to the whole team, you know what I mean, he explained the situation, what's going on, and, you know, he told us not to, you know, do anything like that, you know, it can harm our teammates or whatever, so we understand the concept of what Tarkov was telling us, and that was basically it. You know, it was, like I said, it was nothing to harm Prince, you know, me and Prince are family, you know, all these guys in the locker room are family, so it was nothing, I'll never try to hurt one of my teammates, you know, we need them all.
Anything to be construed here that there's problems in the locker room in any way?
There's no problems in this locker room, you know, the Giants have a great organization, and, you know, we follow every rule that's in the book, and, you know, it's just a great family here. So there's no problems in this locker room, no bullying, nothing at all.
So no limits from Coach on future social media use?
No, yeah, Coach, no, he tells us all the time about social media use and what we should do and what we should put out there. Like I said, it was just a joke that Steve thought it would be so funny and show the media, and, you know, the media took it wrong and the fans took it wrong. So, you know, after that, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Is out there now, and, you know, we try to clean things up.
You said Thompson said something about you meeting today. Did he warn you about anything or about social media?
He warned about social media, you know.
But he was okay with the...
No, I didn't say that, you know what I mean? Come on now. But, you know, like I said, you know what I mean, we all family, you know, what goes on in this organization. You know what I mean? We know the concept of it, and like I said, I'm not trying to harm Prince or any one of my teammates. You know, we need them. We need them all, you know, to play this game of football, and that's basically it.
Will pranking and horseplay always be part of the
football? I think it will always be part of football in the sports locker room, inside the sports locker room. You know, only the guys in the locker room knows what's going on, and, you know, people might take it the wrong way.
Jason, is there a message here going forward that you think that you've learned, that your teammates have learned?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Not to take things, you know, not to you know, haze people in a different way, and not to tweet things out there that, you know what I mean, people might take for granted, you know, whatever. And whatever we do in this locker room stays in this locker room, you know. It's football, you know, we guys are going to have fun, and, you know, we have fun, and only the football players will understand.